So every business leader, sooner or later, hits a wall. You know, it's that one high-stakes decision where you just don't know the right way to go. And that's when you face a really tough question. When is it actually worth it to pay for outside help? In this explainer, we're going to break down exactly when hiring a consultant is a total game changer, and when, well, it might just be an expensive mistake.
And let's just start with this incredibly intense analogy. Think about this. Trying to tackle a massive business challenge without an expert is like trying to climb Mount Everest without a Sherpa. And the outcome? It's predictable and it's fatal. Right away, this frames the whole decision not just as a choice, but as a matter of survival for your business.
Of course, that's the real question, isn't it? I mean, not every problem is a life or death climb up a mountain. So how do you figure out if you're looking at a small hill you can totally handle yourself, or a treacherous, high-stakes peak where you desperately, desperately need a guide? That's the puzzle we're going to solve. And here's another way to think about it. You could read a book, heck, 10 books on how to fly a plane. But does that make you a pilot? No way. Yet so many business leaders do the exact same thing. They'll study a new market, they'll read all the reports, and then they'll just jump into the cockpit all alone, hoping for the best.
And that right there, that gets to the absolute heart of the problem. See, the biggest risk isn't the danger you can see coming. It's what you can't see. It's the unknown unknowns, those critical little details you don't even know you're supposed to be looking for. And that is where inexperience can be absolutely catastrophic.
So what is this gap we're talking about? It's not an information gap. Come on, we're all drowning in data these days, right? No, this is a wisdom gap. And understanding what that really means, well, that's the key to making the right call.
Now, wisdom here, it isn't some fuzzy, mystical thing. No, it's actually super practical. It's the deep understanding, the context, that you can only get from 5, 10, even more years of direct, hands-on experience. It's pattern recognition that you just can't Google. It's the ability to apply all that knowledge to your very specific, unique situation.
This is so important, especially now with AI everywhere. You might be thinking, hey, can't I just ask an AI for the answers? And the short answer is no. Here's why. An AI is basically a massive collection of sentences from the past. It's an incredible summarizer, but it has zero context for your business, your team, your market. An expert, on the other hand, they bring that decade of real-world experience. They give you customized, creative, and validated ideas. They aren't just repeating what's been said before, they're solving your problem right now.
And this quote just nails the difference, doesn't it? Reading 10 books gives you a ton of general information. It's great. But a single one-hour conversation with a true expert, that can give you perfectly tailored advice that cuts right through all the noise and applies directly to your challenge. That level of customization is frankly priceless.
Okay, so we've established that this wisdom is incredibly valuable. But it comes with a price tag, and sometimes it's a pretty steep one. So let's just tackle the biggest objection head on, the cost.
Let's not beat around the bush. An expert call can run you up to $900 an hour, maybe even more. And yeah, when you see that number, you get some serious sticker shock. It's really easy to just dismiss it and say, nope, no way, can't afford that. But this is the critical mental shift you have to make. You're not paying for 60 minutes of someone's time. You are paying for their entire career, a decade or more of their mistakes, their wins, their network, their insights, all of it condensed down into 1 hour, focused completely on helping you.
And just think about the ROI on that. An expert can often give you a critical answer with high confidence right off the top of their head. Now, how long would it take your own team to try and figure that out? A week? A month? And even then, after all that work, how sure would you be? Suddenly, that hourly rate looks very different when you factor in your team's wasted time and the huge risk of making a bad call.
So, how do you actually apply this to your own business? Well, thankfully, there's a brilliant little tool for that, a 5-point litmus test to help you decide when it's really, truly time to hire that Sherpa. Okay, let's just run through it. Ask yourself these 5 questions. First, is this a huge strategic decision? You know, a bet the farm kind of choice? Second, Is there a real experience gap? Does your team really lack that decade of wisdom in this specific area? 3, have you basically hit a wall with your research? Could you spend another month on it and still not feel confident? 4, do you need fresh eyes, an outside view to cut through your own team's internal biases and groupthink? And 5, is the problem just really, really complex and tangled up? If you're nodding your head yes to even 2 or 3 of these, that's a massive signal that you need an expert.
And, you know, we gotta be honest here. There's also the, let's call it the political reason, especially in big companies. Sometimes a consultant is hired just to provide some air cover, or, let's be cynical, to be the person to blame if a risky project goes south. It's not the best reason, but hey, it's a real thing that happens.
Now, this case study shows the litmus test in action. So a team was working for an apparel brand, and they needed specific data that just wasn't public. Notice how they check the boxes from our test? They hit a research dead end on a highly complex problem. So what was their solution? They made over 25 calls with senior industry executives. And the result? It saved them a huge amount of time and gave their final report a level of credibility that their internal research just never could have achieved on its own.
So let's bring all this home by flipping the whole question on its head. Because the real issue isn't what a consultant costs, it's what it costs not to hire one. Let's look at the true cost of inexperience.
I mean, just look at this. The price of an expert consultant is a few $100 an hour. But the real cost you're actually paying for is avoiding a fatal error, one that could totally sink your business. Now look at the other side. Going in alone? It looks free. The price is zero. But the potential cost? As the source so bluntly puts it, when you're trying to climb Everest by yourself, you are most likely dead. It's just a brutal contrast that puts the entire decision in perfect perspective.
And that leaves us with one final and really crucial question for you to think about. I want you to look at your own business, your own career. What is the one challenge on your horizon right now that feels like an impossible peak? What is your Mount Everest? And are you really prepared to climb it alone?